It's the program you love to listen to at this time because, quite frankly, why not? It's Lawrence and Taylor. My name is Jeremy Lawrence. His name is...
Rush Taylor. And you don't have anything better to do than listen to us.
Well, I don't anyway.
That's me either.
They hired me for this, so here it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I think we hired you for this, too, didn't we?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, it was first of all, we got you in as an aerobics instructor, and that really didn't work. But
this at least gets us off the streets.
I guess.
And I think that's Midwest contribution to the world is there's a couple of hours a day when neither Lawrence or Taylor are running around loose.
There you go. That could be a good thing. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm thinking.
And much better that I'm not chained to my desk at this hour. So,
see,
you know, that's nice. I like that.
And your phone isn't ringing.
It could be.
But
I'm
you
just
don't
not
care.
Next to
yeah.
it. You know? No, because, you know, I want to spend time with our listeners.
And, quality you know, time.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's, right.
Why not? So, and we're going to do just that, spend some time with you today. We're going to be talking about lawn bowling, tiddlywinks.
Curling.
And kazoo playing.
Yes.
Okay, really? No. We're not talking about
the
any
The last
of those things,
two are so. Done at the same time. Curling with a kazoo in your mouth.
You know, that would make for an interesting time at the Olympics. I'm all for
it's
that.
It's sort of like the skiing and shooting event, only it's...
what are they... I think Michael told us the other day that was biathlon
yes.
or whatever, but
yeah.
I don't know. You could have called the thing George. I don't care. I think it's kind of a cool sport. But,
yeah.
But no, we got lots to talk about today because there's just tons in the news. First of all, we'll let people know about this. We've got our video of the day, which we've done some fun things already for video of the day. Today, I think it takes the cake, particularly if you're a guy that always wanted a different sort of pet.
Yes.
This is a video for you. This is a guy that this has been several years ago. Works for a zoo, and as part of his job, he had to keep up with the feeding schedule of, I don't want to call him a baby tiger, because he was pretty big, actually, in the video, but junior tiger.
Yes.
How about that? That's the best way to put it.
A growing tiger.
So, and, you know, to keep up with that, it's one of those about every 4 hour kind of things. So, you know, you don't want to hang out at work all day.
Right.
So they worked out a deal between all the zoo employees that took care of the tigers. They would switch off nights, taking the tiger home with them.
Can't you see it sitting in the seat next to him in a car? And somebody at a traffic light looks over. And
just kind of look over and like, oh, that's got to be a stuffed animal. That's got to – wait, it moved. Oh, no. But I don't know how he got it there. I'm assuming it must have been a truck or something. That's all I can figure. So we've got the video of what happens. And it's a fun video. It's not a –
It's
a video
cute.
where the tiger is tearing things apart or anything. I mean, it's just kind of like a giant cat.
It's a big smile.
You know.
If you've had a bad day and you come home after your boss yelled at you mm-hmm. all day long, you worked hard, there was a new deduction taken from your paycheck, you get home, here's something that would bring a smile to you.
There you go. There you go. And particularly if you've always thought, I'd love to have a tiger as a pet. This is what it might look like.
Yeah.
So,
courtesy of Lawrence and Taylor.
There you go.
You see, I said the name wrong?
Yeah. You said the name right. I have to uncorrectly correct him or something. But anyway, that video is up, and you can find it. You know what? The best place to find it today, go to our Facebook site.
Yeah.
If you head there and you just go to our page, real easy to get there, actually. Go to WKZO.com. Click on the little F up at the top of the screen.
That stands for Facebook.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
As opposed to some other things. But
yes.
You click on that, and if you don't like us yet, just go ahead and like us, and you can even comment on the video if you like, or just like it if you enjoyed watching it. But you can click there on the link. It'll take you right to where we got the video for you so you can look at it for yourself and enjoy.
Cool.
So video of the day there. If you love tigers, and I do, kind of reminded me of a trip to the Cincinnati Zoo I took several years ago. Which
do they have a nice zoo?
Yes, they do. Hmm. One of the best.
Cool.
One of the best. And in this particular case, they had just redone the tiger exhibit. So they had, instead of the tigers at a distance, they could come right up next to this really thick glass.
Okay.
So it was almost like he was standing right there. And the tiger there acted the same way this one did in the video.
Really?
So
nonchalant.
It was just kind of, he was just rubbing on the glass like, you know what? I love you guys. You know?
Come on in.
You know, yeah. I can use a snack.
Yeah. I'm hungry.
So anyway, we got that happening. Check that out also. Movies. I'll tell you what. I thought last month was pretty good for movies. But this month is even better. And we've had several that are on our list. I've got a list at my desk that's just fairly long. Some good stuff. And today, we're going to be giving away some more movie tickets.
Ooh.
So this is for a movie called The Monuments Men.
And I saw the previews for this past weekend, and it's a must-see movie in my mind. Look who's in it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the actors are amazing.
Mm-hmm. Just looking over the list of the full cast, you got George Clooney, Matt Damon, Bill Murray, John Goodman, Kate Blanchett's in this. And just a host of others, you can imagine. And the story looks interesting as well, based on World War II and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so based on a true story the world was concerned that the Nazis would destroy the world's culture if they won the war. And the Monuments Men's job was to save cultural icons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, well, you think about, I mean, that fear was there, but also I can remember the stories from history, the idea that the Nazis had a plan when they pulled out of Paris to destroy the city.
Yeah.
And whoever it was in charge of the city just said, I can't do it. I can't do it. You know, and yeah. And good for him, definitely, because that's such a historic and wonderful city, really.
Yeah.
But, you know, and to have a story like that and a movie like this, particularly with all these big names.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but I enjoy seeing John Goodman in some things. He's always kind of fun.
He's so, one of my all-time favorite movies is, of course, The Big Lebowski.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
he's good. See, I enjoyed him in, wasn't he in King Ralph?
Yep, yeah.
Which was kind of an unusual one to like, but that was one of those guilty pleasure kind of movies. You know, it's. So here a little bit later, we'll be giving away tickets to The Monuments Men. Opens up this weekend.
You can go free.
Yep.
And from us.
Celebration Cinema is where you'd be going. So you know it's a good theater anyway.
Yeah.
So we've got that coming up a little bit later. Also, going to be talking about, you remember Radio Shack? They had their wonderful Super Bowl ad.
With all the bringing back the 80s and our stores are going to change.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to update.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've found out an interesting story that
all but.
Maybe that's not quite the case for some of them. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Also, I want to remind you as well, something that. That we have done in the past here on the station. We've not been doing so far on the show, but we'd like to do it. You can text to us at any time, of course.
80373.
Mm-hmm. If you do that, you can comment on whatever we happen to be talking about. So if you're sitting here going, oh, I want to do it, but I'm in a hurry. There you go. You can text us your replies. We've got it up and running today to be able to take a look at that and see just exactly what you've got to say.
This is about an hour old, but we've already received our first text of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Roll over on 131 southbound, just north of D Avenue.
Mm, okay.
And that was sent to us at 208, but a rollover takes a while
it
to
generally
clear.
It does, yes.
And so that may still be in the way out there.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we get to all of that, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, a big story that came out, heard this the first time this morning, CVS, you know, the drugstore, pharmacy, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They have announced that as of, looks like, I think it's October 1st, they're planning on phasing out sales of tobacco products.
Hmm.
Cigarettes. I haven't seen a whole lot of cigars there. I'm really not much of a shopper for that sort of thing, but I suppose they have them.
Are there still CVS stores in Kalamazoo?
Good question. I'm not entirely certain.
All the CVS stores that I was aware of are gone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're in Kalamazoo or not anymore.
Still, you look at this. 7,600 locations all over the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
And here's a drugstore stepping up and saying, you know what? We're going to stop selling tobacco products. You know, there's been an awful lot of talk from, you know, the public health people saying, hey, what a great move. What a terrific idea. I think I even saw somewhere that the White House suggested that others need to follow in their footsteps there and do that, too. And you know, certainly you expect announcements like that. But I kind of feel like looking at a decision like this, it's a business decision.
Yeah.
When they make something like this. So I think somebody looked at it and said, more trouble than it's worth.
It's for a company that makes the majority of their money selling drugs.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of, I don't know, uncomfortable to be purveying a health problem
mm-hmm.
to customers in the same environment that's based on trying to make people healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's just the reason why they chose to do it. Just the public relations.
Yeah.
It avoids a public relations hassle.
Could be. I mean, I don't know that they really had a lot of hassles that way beforehand. I didn't hear about a lot of protests, but that's a good question. I don't know if they do.
I'm a relatively frequent Walgreen person, and I've not seen cigarettes in there.
I generally remember if they've got them, I think they keep them behind the counter. But I'm not
maybe
sure.
That's it.
I'm not sure what that is. I mean, I'm not much of a drugstore shopper anyway, so I don't get there extremely often unless it's one of those, I got to pick up, fill in the blank, and they're right there.
Well, and what difference does it make?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the number of smoke shops here in Kalamazoo that have opened in the past year.
Mm-hmm.
There's large numbers of stores whose only purpose is to sell smoking material.
Well,
I don't see CVS getting out of this business as meaning all sorts of people won't be able to buy cigarettes.
Oh, no. I mean, if you want to buy cigarettes, you could just, I mean, go to your gas station convenience store. You'll be able to get
bingo.
Get a carton or
they're
a pack
open
or whatever.
24/7.
There you go. Most of them are. And, of course, the smoking shops you mentioned as well. And I have no problem if you want to be in the business selling the stuff. I certainly have no problem if a drugstore wants to do it. But I tend to think, you know, people are saying, well, this is part of our decision to, you know, get people involved in healthier lifestyles. And it's like, yeah. This is a business decision, I think. I think something along the line, they look at this and go, we're not making a lot of money off of this anyway.
Mm-hmm.
More trouble than it's worth.
Maybe
we could use the shelf space for something else, you know.
And we could use perhaps the goodwill it generates.
Mm.
You know, drug companies and pharmacies that sell the incredibly high-priced drugs we have in this country are not the favorite retailers of people.
Mm-hmm.
Many people are concerned about the price of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking CVS just saw this as we aren't making much money. Maybe we can generate some goodwill if we make this gesture. And maybe people won't be quite so mad at us about the price of the Motrin you're buying there.
Well, it's possible. I don't know. I mean, you know, goodwill is something that any company will tell you. I mean, that's, you know, positive public image that sells more than any Super Bowl ad, any ad campaign, full page newspaper ads, anything. If you get people feeling good about you, then they're going to be more apt to think of you when it's time you go, oh, man, I got to go buy some cold medicine. Well, CVS is down there, or, you know, or Walgreens, if they decided to make such a move.
Yeah.
You know, goodwill is definitely something that sells, but I think they got to get the idea that goodwill is going to be something that will make them more than whatever they're giving up profit-wise, which I don't know. I don't know how much profit you even make off of cigarettes and tobacco products anymore anyway.
Well, somebody's making a lot of money off of them because they're $5, $6, $7 mm-hmm. a pack.
Well, taxes have gone up on them quite a bit.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Years, so.
But there's somebody making money on those things. Mm-hmm. Maybe we need some a smoker to call and tell us what drugstores sell tobacco. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was CVS an outlier? Were they one of the last drugstores to sell? If you need a pack of cigarettes, do you go to a Walgreens? Mm-hmm. Can you go to, does Walmart sell cigarettes?
Walmart does, yes.
Does Meijer?
I would assume so.
Yeah, I do too.
So I'm a non-smoker, so I don't look for that stuff.
Yeah.
But you just happen to
see
it. I'm reading in an article right now, the Washington Post posted this one. Walgreens, apparently they do also sell.
Okay.
They were asked to see what they're thinking about, and they said, well, they've been evaluating that category for some time. So apparently they're thinking along those lines as well, whether or not they go that way.
Yeah.
Who knows? But the interesting thing about these drugstores, you think about Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid to a certain degree, they tend to set up on the same corner anyway. They tend to copy one another quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So you wonder if this is going to be the sort of thing that they copy from one another and say, all right, well, they did it. Seems to be working for them. We don't want to be left out.
Well, then it becomes embarrassing to be, oh, yeah, we keep selling tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
All the other nice pharmacies have stopped, but we continue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There gets to be some public shame involved in this.
Certainly. Well, if you're going to be impacted by this, or if you feel like, you know what, good move, bad move, otherwise, give us a call, 382-4280. Or 877-382-4280. Of course, you can text us your thoughts as well. And that number for the text is
80373.
Love to hear from you. It's Lawrence and Taylor on 590 WKZO. Lawrence and Taylor continuing ahead on 590 WKZO. I'm Jeremy Lawrence. He's Roger Taylor. But talking about CVS, they've made their decision to say, you know what? By the time October rolls around, if you're into cigarettes and smoking, you're not going to be able to get your stuff from us.
Yeah.
They've decided to get out of the business, as it were, or that particular.
A couple of texts on that.
Yes.
Said CVS will lose $2 million a year by stopping tobacco sales. Walgreens, do and Rite Aid both sell tobacco.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Somebody wants to go see Monuments Men.
Okay.
They're
well, there you go.
Texting
well,
to win.
They're right along with us here, I guess.
Yes, yes. We're not giving the tickets away just yet, but nice try.
There you go, you know. But you know, it's interesting to see this kind of move made. And, you know, in this country where we've gone from, you think about some of the ads that we've seen, the old advertising for cigarettes mm-hmm. and, you know, how they were so glamorous.
Oh, yeah.
This was everybody's doing it, even to the point where they figured out, oh, wait, this is going to be a health problem. There was still that sense that, oh, they're glamorous.
Oh, and you know. Even recently, it's been glamorized in a lot of TV shows and in mm-hmm. movies
mm-hmm.
With people doing tobacco.
Yeah, you know, and I guess my thought is, you know, if you want to smoke, knock yourself out, that's fine. Don't do it around me, please.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I at one point in my life lived with a smoker, didn't notice then what I notice now when I get around somebody who is smoking.
Mm-hmm.
There's kind of that sense where you almost kind of go, ugh.
I was brought up by smokers,
mm-hmm.
and I hated it. I had, when I was a child, rules in the car. Only one person smoked at a time, and you had to have a window open. And I was never tempted to smoke. And my wife, when I met her, was a smoker. And we hadn't been together too long, and I said, if this is going to work out, one of us has to quit smoking. And I was already a non-smoker, and so it was pretty clear. And she got the flu, and after the flu, she went out to get a pack of cigarettes. They'd gone up to a quarter. And she said, I'm done. I'm not smoking anymore.
Aren't you glad she's not smoking now? The prices there.
Yes. If a quarter was expensive.
They've gone up pretty significantly since that time. But no, I mean, I lived with a father who smoked. And he had smoked at one point in his life, quit years later, got back into it for whatever reason. And then eventually he got around to, okay, this is not good for me. Need to stop. Need to quit. But it's funny, I didn't notice it at the time, but I definitely notice now if smoking is going on around me or someone is a smoker, it's like, yep, you can just, you can sense it, you know, you can smell that on them.
Well, it's my wife is a reformed smoker, and she is more offended by the smell of cigarette smoke in the air than I am.
Well, it's good she's not sitting there going, I'm offended by that. There's no temptation there.
A texter wants to know how we feel about those stores selling alcohol.
Hmm. 25 degrees on the outside at WKZO. Lawrence and Taylor here with you.
You're rocking this afternoon.
I'm trying to, you know, throw in a little Metallica there. So, but one of the texters just before we went to break made mention of an interesting thought.
Well, it says that CVS sells $2 billion a year in tobacco products. The usual margin is 10%. And they ask, should they sell alcohol? And if you're really, if their justification for not selling tobacco is we're in the health promotion business and therefore we're not comfortable selling tobacco, there is some evidence that moderate consumption of alcohol really is good for you, and that heavy drinkers and teetotalers are both more at risk than a light, moderate drinker. My doctor told me I should have two beers or one glass of wine a day.
And you rise to the occasion, I'm guessing.
I try. But he also warned me that doesn't mean saving them up and using them all on Saturday night, Roger.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. Yeah, okay, go ahead and have a six there.
Yeah. But
no, but I think you bring up a really good point there, because how many studies have said, well, a glass of wine's good for the heart?
Yeah.
And you know what? That aids in digestion. And, you know, and believe me, there are people that need a lot of help with that sometimes. But I think, you know, it can be looked on as something as a health aid, if you will. But I think, you know, here's the key when it comes to alcohol use. First of all, moderation is the key. And second of all, if you're going to go beyond moderation, you've got to be able to have some sort of a, lack of a better term, safety net. You know, designated driver if you're out, or you just don't go out. And you certainly don't get behind the wheel. You know, you don't want to do that. Because then I think you cross over into the realm of now you're dealing with me. Now I'm potentially on the road with you.
Yeah.
And then that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think that a CVS or a Walgreens or a Walmart or Target or whoever else can sit there and say, well, alcohol is bad for some people, so we're just going to cut that off. You know, because people will go somewhere else for it anyway, and you know that.
Well, it'll be interesting here because the Michigan legislature just authorized a Canadian company to set up marijuana growing in mines in the UP with the intent of distributing medical marijuana through pharmacies. And they set up this Canadian company to do just that. Well, what will CVS do in that case? Will they make a clear distinction between selling medical marijuana that requires a doctor's prescription and just selling tobacco that only requires you be 18 or 21 to buy tobacco?
I think it's 18, actually. Not that keeps people from it anyway.
But nonetheless, it'll be interesting to see these drugstores that are wrestling with tobacco now, how they're going to do with Michigan's trying to push medical marijuana into pharmacies.
Well, and I think the other angle on this is you go, okay, well, cigarettes, yeah, you're taking those out of the CVS and that kind of thing, and we talk about alcohol. Then you get into the realm overall of, you know, should there be prohibition on drugs at all? You know, and there's a lot of people talk about legalizing. And I think it's another total issue, and it's something we could get into discussing later. But I think there's different categories there, definitely. I mean, you talk about medical marijuana, you got a doctor behind that one saying, yep, that'll work for them. And that's a whole lot different than somebody going to their dealer on the street corner.
And self-prescribing heroin, say.
Yeah.
We saw recent evidence of self-medication running amok.
Didn't work so well in that particular case. And the family's paying the ultimate price.
Right.
In that poor decision.
Sadly. Society's paying the price. Society is going to – is now not – having the benefit of a world-class actor.
Sure, not as enriched with Mr. Hoffman's work.
Right.
Which...
And all because he chose to self-medicate on a Saturday night in the privacy of his apartment.
Well, and he's not the only actor that's done that in the past. But
sadly true.
Very, very true. Well, we want to take a turn here because we know that weather can often take a turn. We've seen that with this last storm that came through. I saw so many different things in terms of how many inches and that kind of thing. And that's why I'm always thankful that we take the time to talk with Bob Larson every day because he clears it right up for me. Because you hear so many different things. And
rumors.
I know, you know what? Bob's going to be the guy that sets me straight, tells me just exactly what's going to happen, and I can take it to the bank. So, given that he's done that before, I will gladly talk to him again because, you know what, looks like there's some snow in the forecast. Right, Bob?
There is, but I wouldn't categorize it as another snowstorm. No.
Okay. All right.
Well, it depends on how far out the forecast you go. If you're talking about the next couple of days, no. If you're talking about over the next week, that might be a different story.
Okay. All right. So tell us what's in store for us in the next couple of days then.
We are looking at more cold weather. The focus of attention shifts from snow to bitter cold again. Yes, there will still be a couple of snow showers scattered about the area tonight, adding little to what is already on the ground. But the temperature drops to the single digits across the area. I think single digits above zero. That we stay mostly cloudy. Tomorrow night, there will be some sub-zero readings across the area, at least outlying areas. Highs each of the next 2 days only in the lower and middle teens, so certainly very, very cold weather, perhaps not as extreme as what we saw at times during January, but no sugarcoating it. It's still very cold and bitterly cold again Friday night, some areas at least away from town, below zero again Friday night into Saturday morning. When it comes to snow, I mentioned a couple of snow showers tonight. There'll be some more tomorrow, a fresh covering to an inch or so, but nothing substantial. I think we're snow-free on Friday. It's in terms of any more widespread snows, it looks like Saturday night, the next clipper comes through or the next piece of energy comes through. If you ever hear that meteorologist say a piece of energy, what is that? Basically, that's just a small low-pressure area.
Okay.
I slipped up. I usually don't like to say that, and I caught myself. Caught myself going into meteorological Rumbo jumbo there. I don't know what that is, but when people hear that and start, what's he talking about here? And that's just, I try to keep it plain English and just say that there's a small storm that could affect the area Saturday.
I just thought you were, having those energy drinks again.
Yeah, mumbo jumbo. I could use some this week. How much snow? Well, that's still 3-4 days away, but at this point I would say it's in the order of 1 to 3 inches, maybe 2 to 4. Not a crippling snowstorm.
So we're looking at something maybe similar to what we just experienced then.
Okay. Exactly. And again, when is that? That Saturday and Saturday night. And after that goes by, it's very cold again for Sunday and for Monday and for Tuesday. And that leads to my word of the day. And the word is constant. The wintry weather has been a constant this year. If it's not cold, it's snowing. If it's not snowing, it's cold. And sometimes it's both. And it just constant. It just seems to be relentless, never ending, continuous. Choose your poison.
Bob, you just got to tell me that spring is going to come sometime.
It is. Got to. The days are getting longer. I have noticed that, and I'm sure you have as well.
Oh, yeah.
Really starting to notice that, and the forces of nature will eventually break the back of winter. We can't keep adding daylight without some consequences. Eventually, the cold runs out, and the warm weather reigns supreme.
Bob, before we let you go, are you seeing anything out there in the long-term patterns that will bring this unrelenting winter to an end?
I'm not. I do not, at least for the next 10 days, at least not through mid-month.
Wow.
See, now that was your opening to say, yeah, Roger, we got this thing called spring followed by summer.
Yeah.
Roger tried.
I set it up for you, Bob. Yep. I put the ball on the tee right there at home plate.
It was a whiff. Swing and a miss.
Well, Bob, thanks for getting us straight on the weather and appreciate you keeping an eye on things because you know what? I know I can trust you. So when it comes to this stuff, you're the guy I listen to.
We'll talk about more of the same tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. All right. And we'll continue the discussion with you. And, of course, keep in mind, we've got ways to get in touch with us. We got the phone, of course, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Or you can text us at
80373.
It's Lawrence and Taylor on WKZO. The program is Lawrence and Taylor on 590 WKZO. Well, you saw the Super Bowl ad, and it's been considered by some people one of the best. I won't say the best because there's been a lot of debate about that one. But one of the best ads was Radio Shack basically coming out and saying, yeah, we know, we're from the 80s.
Right.
We're going to switch it around now. Now, you know, some of that is involving that they're saying, yeah, they're refurbing their stores and they're making changes to come up to technology right now. Well, an interesting story has come out.
We're going to remodel all the Radio Shack stores in the country. U500, sit down.
Pretty much, yeah. So they've decided that, and apparently this is just a report, according to the Wall Street Journal. They're saying it's not clear what locations they're looking at. Obviously, it'll be low-performing ones, I'm sure. But that would take out – they have 4,500 stores. That would take out 500. It's a pretty good chunk of stores.
Yeah. But still, they're a huge company as far as the number of outlets. Are they owned by Best Buy now?
I would have to research that and find out. Well,
Derek, could you do a little research? I have vague recollection that Best Buy actually bought Radio Shack. Can you do a little internet search?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll look that up for you.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Okay. So, but, you understand the move if they're saying, well, we need to be able to rethink ourselves and that kind of thing. And in this day and age, a chain with 4,500 stores, you better be doing well.
Yeah.
Or otherwise, you may have to rethink that, particularly with online shopping and that kind of thing, being so huge. You know, you think about how many people just shopped online for Christmas. It wasn't me this year, but not for lack of wanting to, believe me.
Right. Well, and in the recent future, we've seen all these cell phone stores pop up. And mm-hmm. on many levels, they're competition for Radio Shack. Not just for buying your cell phone, but the accessories that go with your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And they've ended up with a lot more competition than Radio Shack had 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They used to be where you went for stereo equipment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And high-end audio is not in their bag of tricks anymore, at least not my experience in a Radio Shack store.
Well, I know, I think the last time I really went into a Radio Shack and decided I need to go to Radio Shack and get blank, it was when I needed a wire for something, you know, or, you know, and they're well known for batteries. You know, you go there and get any sort of battery you like.
Okay.
But I don't know that I've shopped there a whole lot just simply because of that. You go in there and you go, well, yeah, they got a little bit of a selection here, but I don't really need any of this stuff,
right.
You know.
Right.
It's more of a want kind of thing. And a business like that in this kind of economy is going to suffer. I mean, that's just natural because people aren't buying wants, they're buying needs.
Right.
So I know the thing that they've gotten into more than anything else lately, you go in there, you see an awful lot of cell phones.
Yeah.
So they've really dug into that.
But that's a really competitive market.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy cell phones at Walmart and Meijer. You can buy cell phones in any number of branded cell phone stores.
Oh, sure.
We need a listener. What do you go to Radio Shack for?
Mm-hmm.
What's your reason for going to Radio Shack? You can text us, 80373. You can call us at 382-4280, 877-382-4280. What do you go to Radio Shack for? What is a Radio Shack store in your mind? When we say Radio Shack, what pops into your mind?
Mm-hmm. Now, the interesting thing, I'm looking over some information here. Obviously, you know, for years, you remember hearing, and it looks like we've got the research here. Is that
yes.
Okay.
Well, it looks like Radio Shack Corporation is owned by the Tandy Corporation.
Uh-huh.
It's an American franchise of electronics retail stores located in the United States.
Okay, so you saw nothing that they were bought by Best Buy.
No, nothing.
That's a figment of my imagination.
Yep,
apparently.
You came up with it on your own.
Okay. Yep. He comes up with a lot of stuff on his own, actually. So. All right, thanks, Derek. Really, I mean, they're... So you hear that. They're kind of a self-owned entity. And, you know, for years I remember hearing a Tandy company.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And but I think, you know, they're trying to change the way that they're doing things. Because, you know, you see in some of the reports, you remember they always used to have their own brands of things. Realistic.
Oh, yeah.
Optimus.
Yeah.
You know, these were Radio Shack brands. Apparently they've done away with them because they've started working with RCA. And, you know, RCA tends to be one of those things where you go, okay, that's a pretty legit company. And American-made stuff, by and large. I think they're owned by Thompson Consumer Electronics, from what I understand. But, you know, and I'm all for the idea of, hey, let's work on a way to reinvent ourselves. Because I think companies have to constantly do that to be able to make themselves attractive for business and that kind of thing. You know, is Radio Shack going to be successful doing that? I mean, they've been for years just kind of lolling in the doldrums a little bit where people kind of go, oh, Radio Shack. Okay, well, when I need cassette tapes, that's where I'm going to go.
Yeah,
you
or 8-track.
8-track, yeah. I don't think they had 8-track the last time I was there. But cassettes, they might have. I don't know. But, you know, I think they really hit it right on the money with their ad basically saying, yeah, we're from the 80s. We're going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Cutting off 500 stores, it'll be interesting to see what that looks like. But they're just one of many businesses that have looked at, we're going to need to cut some of our retail outlets to be able to continue.
Well, it goes to the economy.
Mm-hmm.
The last few years have been really difficult for the middle class. They see costs of all sorts of things going up. Wages are not keeping pace with inflation. And cuts are having to be made. And so we tend to be overstored. You see Penny's and Sears both talking about closing a number of outlets.
Well, and you think about it, I mean, go into just about any shopping mall. And I can remember growing up, those things were packed with stores.
Mm-hmm.
There was not openings at all in a shopping mall. Something changed. It was long about the early 90s, I think. You started seeing malls that had openings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your store could be here. Yeah. Or it could be over there. You know?
Yeah.
You just see this sense that we've got so much retail space. And, you know, I think some of that has to do with the way that, I mean, people have changed the way they shop.
Oh.
Versus, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, the 80s, 90s, even the early part of the century. They were shopping in stores. Now, people are pretty comfortable with, okay, well, you know, BestBuy.com, Amazon.com, whatever. I'll go there, and they'll even do the move that says, well, what if we do, you know, go to a Radio Shack or a Best Buy or something like that. We look at this, and then we go, eh, okay. Then they go home, go online, and buy it.
Yeah.
From somebody that wasn't the place they went and looked at it.
Well,
you have that ability to do it.
Then there's the combination of the two where you can go online, order what you want, and go to the store and pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to the store, you know it's there, and it's got your name on it, and you don't go there hoping to find the latest Game Boy or whatever. You know it's going to be there for you.
And I've actually bought things that way before because it's a whole lot easier. Oh, I'll be in the area anyway.
Yeah.
I wanted to get this, and I don't want to mess with having to look for it.
Right.
So,
and you gotta, and you know it's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a out-of-stock situation.
Now, you know, you see companies that are reinventing themselves. I mean, Radio Shack is attempting it. Kmart's attempting it.
Yeah.
You see in the kind of advertising they've done the last several years. Clever stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Really. You know, but reinventing yourself is not just in ads. It's going to be in a lot of other things, too.
Oh, absolutely. And you've got to keep up with the marketplace. You know, our country, we've got to keep up with the rest of the world. We can't sit thinking we're the most powerful nation on the world, so we don't have to do anything. We can just maintain being number one. We have to evolve as conditions change. Dinosaurs weren't so big on changing with changing conditions, and we
know what
happened to them.
Yeah. They got put into a movie and they ate people.
Yes. And made millions and lived happily
made
ever
millions
after.
Millions and, you know, four movies later, they're going to have a lot more when Jurassic Park 4 hits theaters. So, yeah, but it's interesting to see this. I'll be interested to see if Radio Shack can reinvent themselves in a way that works for people.
Yeah.
They hadn't to this point, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Program continues ahead. Lots more coming up. Going to be talking about the debt next hour. Make sure you're with us. We gotta go, gotta go.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.